I can make Harry practice by promising him that everyone will be watching. He loves to be the centre of attention, and is always winning races and competing at archery and doing tricks on his pony. He's as tall as me, though he's only 10 years old, so we look well together, if he doesn't play the fool. I want to show the Spanish princess that I am just as good as the daughter of Castile and Aragon. My mother and father are a Plantagenet and a Tudor. Those are grand enough names for anyone. Catherine needn't think that we are grateful for her coming. I, for one, don't particularly want another princess at court. It is my lady mother who insists that Catherine visit us at Baynard's Castle before the wedding, and she's accompanied by her own court, who've come all the way from Spain, at our expense, as my father remarks. They enter through the double doors like an invading army, their clothes, their speech, their headdresses completely unlike ours, and at the centre of it all, beautifully gowned, is the girl that they call the Infanta. This, too, is ridiculous, as she's 15 and a princess, and I think that they're calling her baby. I glance across at Harry to see if he will giggle if I make a face and say, "Baby," which is how we tease Mary. But he's not looking at me. He's looking at her with goggle eyes, as if he's seeing a new horse, or a piece of Italian armour, or something that he's set his heart on. I see his expression, and I realise that he's trying to fall in love with her, like a knight with a damsel in a story. Harry loves stories and ballads about impossible ladies in towers, or tied to rocks, or lost in woods. And somehow Catherine impressed him when he met her before her entry into London. Perhaps it was her ornate veiled litter. Perhaps it was her learning, for she speaks 3 languages. I'm so annoyed. I wish he was close enough for me to pinch him. This is exactly why no one younger than me should play a part in royal occasions. She's not particularly beautiful. She's 3 years older than me, but I am as tall as her. She has light brown hair with a copper tinge to it, only a little darker than mine. This is, of course, irritating. Who wants to be compared to a sister-in-law? But I can hardly see it, for she wears a high headpiece and a thick concealing veil. She has blue eyes like mine, too, but very fair eyebrows and lashes. Obviously, she's not allowed to colour them in like I do. She has pale, creamy skin, which I suppose is admirable. She's tiny, tiny waist, pinched in by tight lacing so she can hardly breathe. Tiny feet with the most ridiculous shoes I've ever seen, gold embroidered toes and gold laces. I don't think that my lady grandmother would let me wear gold laces. It would be vanity and worldly show. I'm sure that the Spanish are very worldly. I'm sure that she is. I make certain that my thoughts don't show on my face as I examine her. I think she's lucky to come here. Lucky to be chosen by my father to marry my elder brother Arthur. Lucky to have a sister-in-law like me, a mother-in-law like my mother, and more than anything else, a grandmother-in-law like Lady Margaret Beaufort, who will make very sure that Catherine doesn't exceed her place, which has been appointed by God. She curtsies and kisses my lady mother, and after her my lady grandmother. This is how it should be. But she will soon learn that she'd better please my lady grandmother before anybody. Then my lady mother nods to me, and I step forward, and the Spanish princess and I curtsy together at the same time, to exactly the same depth, and she steps forward and we kiss on one cheek and then the other. Her cheeks are warm, and I see that she's blushing, her eyes filling with tears, as if she's missing her real sisters. I show her my stern look, just like my father when someone is asking him for money. I'm not going to fall in love with her for her blue eyes and pretty ways. She need not imagine she's going to come to our English court and make us look fat and stupid. She's not at all rebuffed. She looks right back at me. Born and raised in a competitive court with 3 sisters, she understands rivalry. Worse, she looks at me as if she finds my stern look to be not at all chilling, perhaps even a little comical.